Supporters honked their car horns as more than 400 people marched along Main Street in downtown Keokuk. The demonstrators marched from the Keokuk Labor Temple to the intersection of 14th and Main and back, carrying signs and chanting.
This is what democracy looks like! Our streets!
Todd Miller organized this latest rally, the third to be held since he and his fellow members of BCTGM Local 48G were locked out by Roquette America on September 28th. He was impressed with the turnout on a day where temperatures were in the low 30s.
Very, very nice to see so many people out supporting us and the working class of America. Very nice.
Miller is a third-generation worker at the plant, so the lockout is especially personal to him.
I feel betrayed by my company for doing this to me after my 32 years of service, after my dad's 45 years of service, and my grandpa's 40 years of service.
That sense of betrayal turns to pride when Miller talks about his fellow union members.
When you're in a situation like we are, sometimes you get down, but this kind of event right here just uplifts a person's spirits and makes them feel better and makes them feel that there are people supporting them all over, not only in this town, not only in the state, but in multiple states.
What's disgusting?
Unionizing.
What's disgusting?
Unionizing.
What's disgusting?
Unionizing. This is our land. It's not corporate America's land. It's not Roquette America's land. It's not Roquette America's town. No, by God, this is our land. This is our town.
The rally portion of the event lasted about 2 hours. More than a dozen people took to the microphone to lead chants or to encourage people to stick together during the lockout. Buzz Malone writes the Iowa Political Jumble blog. He says what is happening in Keokuk is happening throughout the United States.
It's not just little attacks all over. It's a war against the working class, all of us, every one of us. What Roquette has done here, what Governor Walker has done in Wisconsin, and what Governor Bumstad has done here in Iowa. All of it, part of a war. It's as if they busted through a window like thieves in the night trying to steal food off of your family's plates.
Malone says he is tired of waiting for politicians to do something. He says it is time for the working class to stand up and take over. Wilbur Wilson says there is only one way to do that. The retired steelworker from Des Moines says pro-union changes start on Election Day.
You need to vote, and you need to take somebody, drag them, screaming and kicking with you to the polls. Grab them by the belt. Get them to the polls and vote, because we're under assault here, people. This is not just merely a one-time deal. This is a long-term plan.
Wilson repeated the call for the working class to stick together, especially the locked-out union members in Keokuk. He says that means helping a union brother or sister with groceries or simply giving another member a hug when they're feeling down. Daryl Lilly says the road ahead may seem long and difficult for the locked-out workers in Keokuk, but he believes progress is on the horizon. Lilly is the president of a union whose members have been locked out for 9 months in Metropolis, Illinois. He believes progress is on the horizon in Keokuk because of recent developments in Metropolis.
We went 8 months, and the bargaining was none. It was their way or the highway. Well, I can say to you all now, about 3 weeks ago, we went to the table, and they finally said, look, we see that you all aren't going to give up your seniority. And we said, no, we're not. So we actually started talking about seniority and are in the process of writing the languages for our seniority.
Just getting back to the table is the challenge right now in Keokuk. It's been more than 1 month since union representatives in Roquette America met, and no future meetings are scheduled. I asked Roquette America for an interview as part of this story. The company declined, instead sending a brief statement reiterating its focus on 6 core contract goals and that the workers cannot return without a signed contract. Todd Miller says despite everything that has happened, he is ready to go back to work.
We want our company to be prosperous. We want for them to make money. But the only thing we want in return from our hard hours of service is for them to treat us fairly.
The locked out union workers in Keokuk were reminded over the weekend that until they can return to work, there is plenty of support for them at home and throughout the Midwest. I'm Jason Parrott.
Solidarity! 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 Thank you!